We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, January 28th. The moon is a tale of two faces. The side we see, the near side, features giant volcanic plains and a fairly thin crust. The far side features more mountains and craters and much thicker crust. And the differences might go even deeper. The layer below the crust, the mantle, might be cooler on the far side, or was cooler billions of years ago. That difference is suggested by samples returned to Earth by a Chinese lander, the first samples from the far side. Some of the samples formed from molten rock. It cooled and solidified 2.8 billion years ago, deep inside the moon. Details about the samples suggest the molten rock was much cooler than the same layer on the near side, by about 200 degrees Fahrenheit. That's probably because the far side has fewer radioactive elements, which heat the interior as they decay. Just why that's the case isn't clear. A smaller moon might have splatted into the lunar far side when the moon was young, or a giant asteroid impact might have moved things around. The pull of Earth's gravity might have played a role as well. Whatever the cause, there's a big difference in the lunar hemispheres, which may be more than skin deep. The gibbous moon is passing through the constellation Taurus tonight. Aldebaran, the bull's eye, is to the right of the moon at nightfall, and Elnath, at the tip of one of the bull's horns, is closer to the lower left of the moon. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.